This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number 990. So I am Gulab Limoria, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord's feet of Beloved Bhagwan, Sri Sathya Sai Baba. So let's hear about a short meaning of this special festival, and then we'll play all the Ganesh bhajans for you. Saram.
Today is the sacred festival of Ganesh Chaturthi. Ga symbolizes buddhi, intellect. Na stands for Vijnana, wisdom. So, Ganapati is the master of buddhi and Vijnana, that is intellect and wisdom. The universe is sustained by Ganas, gods, and Ganapati is their master. In this world, everybody has a master, but Ganapati has none. He is a master by himself. This is the birthday of the Master of Masters. Ganapati is also called Mushika Vahana. That is the one who has a mouse as his vehicle. You may wonder how a small mouse can carry on its back a hefty personality like Vinayaka. Here, Mushika does not mean a mere mouse. It symbolizes the darkness of ignorance, because it is in darkness that the mouse moves about. Hence, Mushika Vahana is the one who subdues ignorance and dispels darkness. It is only when we understand the inner significance of Vinayaka principle that we will be able to celebrate Vinayaka Chaturthi properly. One of the main teachings of Bhagavad Gita is contained in the sloka. Sarva dharma parityaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, aham tva sarva papebhyo, moksha ishyami ma succha. Surrender unto me and perform all your actions as an offering to me. I will destroy all your sins and confer liberation to you. So long as man is immersed in body attachment, all types of hardships and misery haunt him. Body attachment is a root cause of sankalpas, thoughts. That is why Lord Krishna exhorted man to give up body attachment. The inner meaning of this statement is that man should experience unity in diversity. Without vyasti, individual, there cannot be samasti, society. Without samasti, there cannot be srishti, creation. So, first of all, we have to recognize the role of vyasti, that is the individual. Only then can we understand the principle of samasti, the society, which will in turn lead to the understanding of the srishti, that is the creation. One who understands srishti becomes one with Parameshti, God. In fact, the principle of samasti, srishti and Parameshti, society, creation and God, are very much present in vyasti, individual. Hence, one has to make efforts to understand vyasti in the first instance. Vyasti symbolizes the individual, jiva, whereas samasti stands for God, deva. There is not much difference between the individual soul and the cosmic spirit. So long as vyasti identifies himself with the body, he leads a very ordinary life. It is only when one identifies himself with samasti can he understand the principle of creation. So, firstly, man has to make efforts to understand the true meaning of Vyashti, that is the individual. This is the message of Vinayaka. Today, people perform Vinayaka worship without actually understanding its significance. Vinayaka symbolizes the qualities of a true leader in all aspects. Viyate Nayake Iti Vinayaka, meaning, he is a master unto himself. In this world, Vinayaka is worshipped by many. However, Vinayaka does not worship anyone as he has no master above him. These days, very few make an attempt to know the principle of Parameshti, God, who is the fundamental force behind Vyashti, Samashti and Srishti, that is individual, society and creation. Parameshti is a master of all. In this world, man undertakes various activities, of which some are good and others bad. Man's sankalpa, thought, is a root cause of this duality. Good thoughts lead to good actions. Man is an embodiment of sankalpas and vikalpas, resolutions and negations. True spiritual practice lies in controlling these thoughts and their aberrations. On this day of Vinayaka Chaturthi, people make kudumulu and udralu as special dishes and offer them to Vinayaka. They are special and unique in the sense that they are cooked on steam without any oil content. Til seeds, rice flour and jaggery are mixed, made into balls, cooked in steam and offered to Vinayaka. You should inquire into the purpose of making such an offering. Til seeds are good for the eyes. Steam cooked preparations without any oil content are good for your digestive system. One who partakes such food will be free from blood pressure and blood sugar and will always enjoy sound health and happiness. Food preparations which are cooked on fire with oil content are harmful to Jataragni, that is a digestive fire. Such food gives rise to various diseases. One can lead a long, happy and healthy life if one avoids food with oil content. Vinayaka has a pot belly, but he has perfect health as he partakes on steam cooked food without oil content. Vinayaka is also called Vigneshwara, that is, remover of all obstacles. No obstacle can come in the way of one who prays to Vinayaka. Worship of Vinayaka confers success in spiritual as well as worldly endeavors. God grants happiness at two levels, that is, pravritti, outward, and nivritti, inward. Pravritti is related to physical body, whereas nivritti relates to the intellect. The former undergoes change with the passage of time, whereas the latter remains unchanged. Hence, one should try to reduce body attachment with proper food and habits. On this day of Vinayaka Chaturthi, students place their textbooks in front of the Vinayaka idol and offer their prayers. The inner meaning is that they should pray for the divine wisdom to be bestowed on them. It is most essential for the students to worship Vinayaka on this auspicious day. He fulfills the desires of his devotees. He has no agraha, anger. He confers only anugraha, grace.
Jai Gajanana. बंध विमोचना भव भय
Ganesh is sweetest one, humbly I implore thee. Ganesh, dearest one, clear the path before me. Ganesh, in my heart, truly I adore thee. Ganesh, I pray thou art always here before me. Ganesha, in my heart, truly I adore thee. Ganesha, I pray thou art always here before me. Ganesha. Kripa Karoma Vinayaka Jaya Ganesha Ishvadara Karanama Shri Ganesha
patient dearest one, through the path before me. Ganesha in my heart, I adore thee, and Ganesha I pray thou art always here before me. I pray thou art always here before me.
Prathama
Prathama Vandana Gauri.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.